Hi, this is Margot. Today's show is entitled Life After Morgellons. Donna revives her lust for life after healing with Mel Friedman's protocol. This show is a continuation in the Mel Friedman Toxic Disease Pioneer series. Donna shared her story of recovery from Morgellons in Mel's Coffee Tea with Me conference call on May the 4th, 2019. The full show can be found on Mel's website under the More Communication tab. Mel Friedman, Toxic Disease Pioneer, is no stranger to battling serious diseases. He has overcome Morgellons, Lyme disease, MRSA multiple times, and cancer twice. Since making a promise to God to help others, if he could overcome Morgellons, he now dedicates his life to helping others afflicted with this and other toxic conditions. Mel offers hope, inspiration, and solutions of how to maneuver our toxic world with health and well-being. This show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to substitute treatment by a medical professional. Mel's website is howicuredmorgellons.com. So let's tune in and listen to Donna's story of how she recovered from Morgellons as she does the happy dance on Mel's call. I will talk to you soon. God bless you.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Saturday edition of Coffee Tea with Me. Today we have a very, very special guest, our very own Donna, a.k.a. Sneakers. That's right, the elephant wearing the pink sneakers running is our girl. Good morning, Donna.
Hello.
Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Mel. Good morning, everyone.
All right, so the first question that I ask each individual is, Donna, how did you find this website?
Well, let me give a little side story to it. When I first realized what I had, I was searching the internet, and I found Natural Genesis Clean Green. And I called to get some Clean Green, and I talked to Kathy, and she mentioned your website. And at that time, I was so upset with all this, I thought I knew which website it was, and I said, oh no, that website scares me. I don't want to go there. So she let it go. Well, then about a month later, my husband realized that I was just all over the place trying to figure this out. And he said, you need to find a protocol, something that you can follow and stick to it and know that it's going to work. And so I remembered Kathy telling me about Mel's website. And so I went back there and emailed Mel right away. That was how I found it. But I do believe God led me there.
Okay, well, you emailed Mel, and what happened?
Well, I emailed Mel, and the next thing I know, the phone's ringing. And I was, like, looking at my husband saying, oh, my gosh, he's calling already. And I was so excited, you know, to hear your voice. And you called right away, and you told me what I needed to get started.
Okay, well, I always find it so, I don't know, Donna, I find it amusing that for some reason, despite all the different people I try to help at the same time, that I respond to people quicker than they've ever had anybody respond to their health before, and they all say it. I mean, they all start crying. I mean, I don't remember if you cried or not. I don't know. I think that the support that you were receiving at the time and have received throughout this from your husband was one of the saving graces for you because there was no stress put upon you by your spouse.
Okay, well, yeah. And then, Mel, I want to say something, too. It was actually your birthday when you called me. So Mel even, you know, took time out of his birthday to call me. And so I just found that amazing.
Okay, well, I'm glad you did, because I mean, hey, look what happened, huh? All right, so you found the website. I responded quickly. You felt, because I responded quickly and it was actually my birthday, that maybe this is really the right place, eh?
Yes, I did.
All right, so then what made you decide to go ahead and try the protocol?
Well, I felt that I found the website, so it must have, you know, meant that I needed to be on that protocol, and I ordered the protocol that same day.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you have coaching?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's very important. Yes, I did have coaching.
Okay. Did you find that I ever hassled you for money about coaching?
No. No, Mel, no. You did not.
Okay. All right. Because, you know, this isn't about money. This is about what you accomplished. You and, you know, I don't know how many others. I can't keep count anymore. I just sometimes want to cry because I can see the people and they're not here anymore. And it makes me so happy. So, you're on the protocol. You're getting coaching. What happens? Talk.
Okay. I have posted my story on the forum, but I will go through it.
Yeah, where can they find it? What's the name of your thread?
Purging, the Red Cardinal.
Okay. Thank you. Say it one more time.
Purging, the Red Cardinal.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and you tell your story your way.
Okay. October of 17, life seemed to be going pretty well. I was, you know, busy as usual, working a part-time job, watching my grandkids. And anyway, I started to feel bites at night in my bed. And my husband was working away, and I told him, I said, there's something going on. I said, there's fleas in the house, there's bed bugs, there's something. Well, long story short, I went through the gamut of what everyone goes through. I went through exterminators. I went through, of course, we didn't even have to exterminate because they kept saying there was nothing, but I got my husband to do it himself. I went to my primary physician, but thankfully he did not, you know, push me away. He said he was going to get to the bottom of it. He just felt that there was something wrong. And I knew by having read everything on the internet that what I had was Morgellons, but I didn't breathe a word. And he ran me through a gamut of testing, couldn't find out what was wrong, sent me to a dermatologist. She ran another gamut of tests on me. And when I mentioned the word Morgellons to her, I said, you think it could be something called Morgellons? And she said, oh, no, I don't believe in that. And so then she proceeds to tell me that, but I don't know what's wrong with you, what's making you so uncomfortable. And she had put me on minocycline. I did that for a little while before finding Mel. And I also, all this time that I was going through this, I was reading everything, like I said, on the internet, trying everything under the sun. And that's when, you know, my husband finally had, you know, said, look, you need to find something and stick to it. And that's kind of where my story begins of getting on the protocol. And so, like I said, I talked to Mel on the 15th. I got the protocol, I want to say, the day before Christmas. And so I said, well, I was home alone, and my husband was working, my children were doing other things, and I was still scared to be near them. So I said, I'll wait till January 1st. Why I felt like I needed to wait, I don't know. My son called and said, Mom, start today. Start today. So that's how I remember my starting point, December 24th, 2017. Well, things were going pretty good, and I kept calling Mel to get, you know, I got coaching with him, and I'd call him, and I know I asked him a billion questions and questions that he had heard so many times before. And then I was lucky enough to talk to Karen on the conference call, and We talked, and she gave me the name of a doctor who was 5 hours away from me in Houston, which she would go to. Well, I needed to go to her for one running test, but also to confirm to my husband and hopefully confirm to my family that what I had was indeed Morgellon. And she ran, the Lyme testing, and I did show positive with 3 bands of Lyme, as well as Morgellons, which it really doesn't show up on testing. She confirmed it by looking at me and everything that was, you know, my symptoms. So I just...
Okay, so you found a Lyme doctor that actually, besides you, Karen went to, and, you know, Brenda went to her as well. You know that.
Yes, yes. Well, Karen's the one that I received her number from, her, you know, to go to.
Right.
I'm a little nervous, sorry.
Don't be, hey. You know, we have 4 rules. They're invisible. And the 5th rule I talk about all the time. You're not allowed to be sorry. So, hey, don't worry about it. But the interesting part is that all 3 of you were not able to get well through the Lyme doctor. Is that true?
That's true.
Okay, so I'll let you continue. Go ahead.
So I just, you know, kept on with the protocol, and at the beginning, I was eating basically the right things, but as it got further into the protocol, I realized, you know, as Karen was posting all the carbs, I was eating too many carbs. So when I slowed back down on those carbs, the improvement got quicker and quicker. And so it's and the reason I'm called Sneakers is I was wanting to get this done really, really quickly. And I wanted to be...
No.
Boy,
the reason we call you Sneakers is that you wanted to beat a record of 9 months. And I told you from the very first day, forget about the record, just get better. But you just wanted it so bad, so we nicknamed you Sneakers. And the reason that we put an elephant running with 4 pink sneakers on the website is one day you called me, you were so excited, you put on 6 pounds, remember?
Yes, I did forget to mention that. Like everyone, well, not like everyone else, but most everyone, weight was just dropping off of me. I looked like a poster child for anorexia. I mean, it was really looking bad. In fact, my son says, you can't be eating enough. And my husband looked at him and said, yes, she is. It's just, you know, with this disease, it just takes the toll on you. And so that was another thing that, you know, I knew I had it. And I went through a lot of the symptoms of, you know, hair loss. Not a great deal of hair loss, but hair loss. And now everything has turned around, and I am just so forever grateful. And I know I'm missing parts of my story, so anything y'all would like to ask, just please do so.
I think that will say, I think it's important for people to know. Did I always tell you if you got better here, you were going to get sicker?
Yes, and I... As Mel says, he likes to say he's the donkey. Well, I guess I am too, because I would never say that I was sick. And now when I look back on it, I realize how sick I really was. You know,
so,
the fatigue and just everything.
They get frightened when they come here and they start the protocol and then they start the extension and then they start to get sicker and they think, oh, that's a horrible thing. Well, I try telling everybody that if this protocol works, you will get sicker, and that you can't, you know, let that frighten you. And yet, no matter how many times I've said it, it's very hard to comprehend. What would you say about that to people?
That is true. And don't be afraid of the WPS. I'll be honest, I was very, very afraid of it. And then my husband was even more afraid of it than I was. And then I kept reading and reading on the forum, and I kept saying, everybody that's gotten well has done WPS, has taken the WPS. I've got to do this. So when I made up my mind, needless to say, I went gung-ho, And I probably overdid it, and at that time, I'm not going to say how many drops I got up to really quickly. Just thank the good Lord that I didn't make myself worse or get myself put in the hospital by overdoing it. And then I, through Mel's guidance, I got back to where I was supposed to be, and I was fine. But yes, for a little while, I overdid it.
Right, that's probably why we call you sneakers. Because no matter what we said there for a while, you just had to have this record. And the record means nothing. But getting your life back means everything. It can't be done too quickly or it won't work. I mean, Donna, how do you feel these last couple of weeks?
I feel amazing. As someone asked me, did I feel like I felt before I got ill? I said, no. Actually, I feel better because I look back right before I got Morgellons. I was probably burning the candle a little bit at both ends, and I was not sleeping very well, and I looked really tired, and that's when Morgellons hit. So I would say I feel better than before I got sick.
Okay. I know we're missing a bunch of stuff, you know. How long did it take, honey?
Well, you actually figured out that I was well before I did because I didn't want to admit to it. So I have...
they don't want to admit that they're sick. We call that acceptance. And then
right.
They're terrified to say they're well. They're afraid they're going to jinx it.
That is so true, Mel. So I've probably been well for the last 2 months now. I'm on 16 months on the protocol, but I am off the extension. I am off the WPS. And nothing's happened.
Have you been off of the WPS?
About 2 months, a little over 2 months.
And how long have you been off the extension protocol?
Right after that, because I still had a few of the supplements, and I went ahead and finished.
Right, so you finished 6 weeks. So 6 weeks and 2 months.
Right.
It's a familiar pattern that goes back to when my doctor first claimed that I was all well, and I told everybody I was going to wait 2 to 3 months until I was finished with the extension part of the protocol and that I was finished with the WPS to ever say to the world that I felt that I was well, despite what she said. And so you have to know when it's time to cut back to see what the reality is. And it was about 2 months ago that I figured that based on everything that you were saying in our continuous conversations and coaching, I knew that you were there. And, of course, you didn't. But then again, this was your first time around looking at this thing for an awful lot of years. So I think that I'm going to ask you if there's anything else that you want to say, and if you think you forget something and you want to bring it back up in a while later, I want you to do so.
Okay, great. I was just saying, really, really stick to it. And like I said, I really found that the diet and the WPS were vital to everything. Without it, it's not going to work. It has to be the sum of the parts, like Mel says. Oh, and then I wanted to kind of mention, I was even going to an acupuncturist, which I thought helped as well. That's not necessary. I'm not saying it's necessary. I'm just saying I did everything that I could think of that would not affect the protocol. And I guess I'm here to tell about it. It all worked. Prayer absolutely works. I mean, I thought I was a very, how would I say that? I thought I was very close to God before. There's no explaining it now. I am just beyond where I was before. My faith and my trust in the Lord has just been tenfold. And I am so grateful that I found this website, and I have made so many wonderful friends. That's one of the blessings that I've received from this, is to make all these wonderful friends here. And I will keep in contact with everyone.
All right. So what's up? Your sister wants to talk to you. Go ahead, Karen.
Okay, so Donna, I just kind of wanted to point something out that I think other people may really benefit from if you share it. Because a lot of us got sick after we were bitten something by something, and that we also noticed we had bird's nests. Okay, so to me, when you found out that you had a lot of bird's nests under your house because it's elevated, and did you and tell about how getting rid of those, and how I feel like listening to you turned around kind of a lot after that happened. I think that that would help people.
Okay. I never really knew exactly how I got it, but I knew that it was, you know, in my house. For what, you know, I was seeing all the horror story things that people see in their house. And when I walk, my home is in hurricane country, so it has in flood country. So we actually had it elevated, and once we had it elevated, the underneath of the home is exposed, and they had insulation that was blown. And once that insulation was blown, birds decided that they would like to peck it out and make little nests in there. And when I went under the house and looked, they had nests all over. And I know a lot of people have been bitten by bird mites and not realize that's what caused the Morgellons. So I called an exterminating company, and they came out and removed every nest they saw and treated for it. And like Karen said, I do think that was a big turnaround for me. Big turnaround. So I was getting better, but once that was done, it improved drastically.
Okay, one can find the source of what may be compromising one's immune system, certainly has a much higher percentage chance of getting well. Okay, well, that's very good, Karen, because, you know, we don't always remember everything, and that's a significant thing. One of the things that led to her demise in the first place. Okay, Donna, so is there anything else that you can think of that would be pertinent to right now? And then I'm going to ask you a few more questions.
I believe that, like I said, the bird's nest had a definite impact on me, but I just want people to know that Lyme is not just by ticks, so it can be caused by anything. And I still to this day do not know if it was the mice, but I do believe that it had a big impact on my health. And
Lyme can be in your blood, and it cannot activate until your immune system is compromised. So the bird mites probably took out the immune system. The Lyme flourished. And before you knew it, you were a candidate for what I consider the most difficult toxic disease to deal with today, Morgellons. So in that respect, the news is you were treated for everything in a sense, because the protocol encompassed it all. But one of the contributing factors that needed to be eradicated was the mites, and you got rid of them. But
right.
You know, as children, even growing up in New York City, okay, I used to go fishing up in the woods, and I'm sure that I was bitten by ticks when I was young because I pulled some of them off of myself, okay? But I never got Lyme until I got sick. So I'm sure that that's probably the way it works for most of us. There were a couple of things that are wrong. What took out your immune system? If you have Lyme in your blood, Lyme all of a sudden manifests, and then it's going to be Morgellons. If you've got three things going on at the same time, it's just going to totally eradicate your immune system. And because it's in the air, it's in the food, it's in the water, this disease, you're going to be a candidate.
I was going to say, like, I had gone to the doctor to get mainly blood work, and she does a CD57, which is a level of immunity, and it ranges in from 60 to 360 for a healthy person. However, she says that she would like it to be at least 120, preferably getting closer to the, I think Karen said that just 200 range. She only told me she wanted it above 120. So when I first tested in April, which I had only been on the protocol like 3 months, it was only 50. So I knew that it had to be a much lower before that. And each subsequent testing, it went up, except for December, it had gone down this past December. But at the same token, I had a cold. So I think that's why it went down. Well, the good news is I took blood work this past Monday, and I was able to get the results yesterday. And for the fourth time, no bands of Lyme at all. And my testing has improved immensely. There's some things that have just, you know, normalized. And the best news of all is my CD57 is at 160, which is...
Whoa, wow. Most people don't get that, but that's tremendous, okay? I don't think mine's at 160. You rat.
Oh.
That's phenomenal news. Karen will understand that. Brenda would understand that because you guys are weaned with the same doctor. Oh, I'm so happy for you. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi there. It's not a question, but I just want to say I am absolutely delighted for you, Donna. I mean, we both started on the protocol at the same time, and, you know, this couldn't have happened to a nicer person. And, you know, and I'm just over the moon that things, you know, I've watched you over these 16 months, you know, and the trials and tribulations and everything you've went through. And, you know, from the beginning, you had this fighting spirit. And, you know, even before I talked to you one-to-one, you know, on personal calls, I heard the strength in your voice. Even when you were feeling vulnerable and it was difficult, you were determined. And I think this is a big, big part of it as well. And it's the sum of the parts, and it's the protocol, and it's the community and the wonderful medicine and everything. But a big part of it also was your own inner determination to succeed. Although it is very, very funny. I remember I sent Mel that picture of the elephant with the pink sneakers through Skype one day, and the next minute he went, we're going to send that to you. Then he sent it to you. I think it was funny because you'd put on the 6 pounds, so that really amuses me. But and it's very, it's a term of endearment, isn't it, sneakers, because you were so determined. But I mean, we all understand that so much, because you just, all you wanted was to hug your grandchildren. And so we know, because we've seen you through this whole journey, and we know how that feels to you now, to just hold these little grandchildren in your arms and to feel that you're safe, they're safe, everybody's safe, and there isn't a problem. And it's a beautiful thing, but we can't underestimate your strength of spirit. And how you were determined from day one that you were going to fight this. And I think
that's correct, Christy. Okay. Let me interrupt here. Whenever I talk to all of you, each and every one of you, in one of the very first calls, I tell you, we can lay it all out. We can talk to you about what to do. But you must do the work. Depending on how willing you are to make change, and how hard you're willing to work will determine your, and she told me right on there's no way I'm not going to get better. I'm going to beat that lady too. I'm going to get better. You watch. You know, so I think her word from the day one was determined. And it takes fortitude to get well from this, because it's terrifying at times. So keep going, Chris, because you're right on the money. She, from day one, was never in doubt in my mind that she would get well based on her attitude.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I think it's so important, because, like, you know, sometimes I speak to people now and from the very beginning, they're like, oh, I don't think I can get well. I've got this really, really severely. I've got it worse than other people. And I have to say to people, you don't have it worse than other people. At the beginning, we all have it, you know, everybody, most of us that are, virtually everybody on this website has had it so severe. The very nature of it has been very, very severe for us. And some of us for years before we even found you. and found the protocol. But it is, it's fantastic, you know, but people have to have that faith. They have to have that inner strength and hold on to it for dear life. And that's what you did. And so, I mean, I hope that you're proud of yourself as well. You know, I mean, it's wonderful that you
That is part of some of the parts. It is one of the parts of some mm-hmm. of the Okay? And you know what I think that you have learned in trying to help me, Chrissy, is that not everybody is going to be able to do this. Because those who continuously say, I can't, don't.
Yeah.
You don't have the right attitude and you're not willing to buckle up your shoelaces and tighten up the ship and change the way you think a little, then you might not get well. Go ahead, Chrissy.
Well,
I just want to emphasize
points. I totally agree with you, because I think a big, big part of this is, you know, it's like, you know, what we tell ourselves almost becomes a reality. So if we are telling our mind and our body that we can't get well, then we're not going to get well. If we are telling our mind and body and our immune system that we're going to fight back, and that's why you call us warriors, because this, it is, there's no two ways about it. This is a very, 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 very difficult battle that we fight, and it's probably the hardest battle any of us has ever fought in our entire life, and a lot of us haven't had an easy life, and yet this can be the worst, the most difficult battle. But fight we must do, and we can't give up on it, and we can't say, oh, A, B, C, and D, E, F, G, H, I, why I can't do it. You've got to look at why you have to do it. And I think maybe that's why you know, you've got that the pictures of inspiration, hope and inspiration on the website. You encourage us to smell the roses. You know, like, we have to, a big part of it is, like, you know, I think it's so good that your post, Purging the Red Cardinal. And, you know, you would go out and you would, you know, you would see the red cardinals, and it was a sign from God that you were going to get better. You were talking about when Mel phoned you and you couldn't believe it. Well, I couldn't believe it when he phoned me, and I live in Scotland. And I was like, oh, I can't believe that. I never thought he would phone me all the way from Nevada to Scotland. You know, if we look at signs, the day that Mel said that I was going to get help from the He Cures All Foundation, there was a rainbow outside as well. And I very rarely see a rainbow right outside my window, but it was right outside my window just at the moment that he was on the phone saying that to me. So that wasn't a coincidence, and nor did I know that Mel loved rainbows either. So, wow, you know, it's just like, these things are not a coincidence. It's all a divine sign, actually, and we are being helped by God, I think, you know, and we're being led for the help, and we're being supported as well. So although we have this really tough fight on our hands, and no one's saying it's easy, we've got the other side where we have the support, we have the help, we have the community, we have the medicine. But what we have to have is, we can't lie down and just take it. We have to fight back every single moment of every day, even if we have no energy, even if we're exhausted in mind, body, spirit. We have to still be constantly saying, I'm going to beat this, I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to win. And you've won, and you've won. And I know you've just been sounding absolutely tickled pink for the last few months. And, you know, and you will never, ever take all the beauty and all the lovely things you've got in your life for granted now. And it's something we talk about in our prayer call as well, that, yes, there are difficulties and there have been losses going through this difficult journey, but there's also strengths of character and that we've all achieved but through this fight, and we're all in different stages of the fight. But there's also, we will never be the same people again. It's like, I know that every time that you hug your grandchildren or you spend time with your family or you're doing nice things now, you'll never take one bit of it for granted. And like you say, it was lovely how you, I think that was just so beautiful how you say you actually are in better health now than you were before you actually got Morgellons, which is an amazing, you know, thing that you actually feel better. And I also think part of that is your connection with God, but also your connection with the world as well, that you will never take anything for granted now that you've been through this war and you've come out the other end, and all the beautiful things and the good things in your life, you will cherish them, and you know, and you won't sweat the small stuff like we all did before we had this illness as well. So it does change us. It's a difficult journey, but well done you for getting through it, coming out the other end. And thank you very much as well. You're such a lovely person for staying with us and being here to tell us your journey and to give people in all different stages, you know, hope and, you know, encouragement to keep fighting the battle. So thanks for that, Donna.
Oh, Chrissy, thank you so much. And I'm crying because it's happy.
Oh, I know everybody's crying. Chrissy has a way of making us all cry if we let it go on for a while.
Oh, yeah, I can't thank you all enough, because I know a lot of you saying I helped y'all, but y'all helped me as well, because this, like Karen said, this is the most difficult thing I've ever been through in my whole life. And someone said to me, and I'm not going to, I don't divulge what, how would I say that, you know, between each other, but I'm just going to say, someone once said to me, going through this, I don't think I can do this. It's just too hard. I don't think I can do this. I said, well, what other choice do you have? And that, and then it got quiet, and I thought, well, maybe I got through, because it's true. What other choice do we have? I felt like, you know, it was do or die, and I wasn't going to die, but I didn't want to live with this disease forever either. So I just said that I would definitely, you know, help other people as much as I could. It's not easy. It's not. Believe me. Chrissy's heard me cry many times. Karen's heard me cry. Jamie, too. I mean.
Me, too.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Mel has. That goes without saying, Mel. And it's not easy. But is it worth it? Absolutely. I am. My granddaughter will turn a year old next weekend. And I have been holding her so much the last few months. It's unbelievable.
All right, well, let me ask you a couple quick questions, since you're going to divulge the euphoria of being well again. A couple of months ago, I asked you to start throwing the grandchildren up in the air and catching them to build arm muscles. Is that true?
Yes, you did. Yes, you absolutely did.
And I told you that, stop worrying, you're really all better now. And you started... You weren't sure, but you started spending a lot more time with them and with your son, and you started going out and having dinners with friends. And why don't you tell people what it's like after you get well, okay? What it is like today, girl?
I feel like I did, you know, probably 10 years ago. I'm just able to go and be with people and not be afraid, not worry about things. And I'm learning to worry less, because I've always been a worrier all my life. And just be able to enjoy life. And I'll never take my health for granted again. Never. It's just unbelievable that you can go back to life again. Unbelievable.
Do you think you are the same person that you used to be?
No, I hope and pray that I'm a better person because of this. And I think that's one thing we all get from this, is we become, not that we were bad people to begin with, that's not what I'm saying, but we become more compassionate people. We become closer to God and have faith in faith, and we learn to persevere through this. And I think that's a big lesson.
Okay. Well, what else would you like to say, girl? Don't cry.
You're talking. I'm trying not to. Everyone was talking about the red cardinals, and I know that if you've read my post on the forum, I would pray a lot, and I'd walk outside, and I live in town, but there's trees around my property, so much in this, and I'd see the red cardinals every time I really was in despair, or that I needed to know that I was going to be okay, and it's like the red cardinals would pop up, kind of like Mel with his liverwurst and that kind of thing. So it's always they're very special to me. And as Chrissy was talking, we just had a rainstorm here, and a red cardinal went and played in a puddle of water right in front of me. And I thought to myself, okay, I get it. It's sometimes I feel like it's God telling me.
That's why you're crying so much.
Because I'm so happy.
All righty. So, Donna, what would you like to say in closing?
Well, I'd like to thank everyone who voted for the Great Eight, and I was the eighth one. See, I'm losing my train of thought here, and I don't have brain fog anymore, but I'm just, I guess, because I'm emotional. But it's true. Faith and perseverance, trust in the Lord, that's what you have to do. And anybody can get through this. And like I said, I'm not going anywhere. I'll be on the calls as much as possible because I have just made too many friends here that I do not want to lose touch with. And I still talk to them all personally, and I will still continue to do that because I'm just grateful for that. And Mel, you're included. I mean, I'm not losing touch with you either. Without you, we all wouldn't be here. And it's because of this website and your promise that you made to God that we're all, here, and we were all led here. So I just want to thank everyone for being here, and yes, you can do it, and it is the most wonderful feeling in the world to get your health back. Thank you all.
All right, now you're all unmuted, and we'll all be able to say a big thank you to Donna. On a count of three, okay, guys? One, three. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you.